Children all over the world love puppets.
Barudak di seluruh dunia resep boneka.
They are a great way to get their attention.
Boneka mangrupa nu hebat keur narik perhatian maranehna.
They are also a wonderful way to teach God's word.
Boneka oge alat nu luar biasa keur ngajar dauhan Gusti.
They are also a wonderful way to add excitement to your class.
Maranehna oge alat nu alus keur nambah sumanget di kelas.
Children pay attention to what the puppet says.
Barudak merhatikeun naon nu ku boneka diomongkeun.
It is good to make them laugh.
Bisa oge nyieun maranehna saleuri.
It is also a way to involve others in ministry.
Bisa dijadikeun alat keur mawa nu sejen dina pelayanan.
Some of the older children and young people I use as puppeteers.
Beberapa budak nu leuwih gede jeung rumaja sina jadi dalangna.
When you take a group of young people and put them with a leader.
Waktu sadek mawa sakelompok rumaja serta kumpul jeung hiji pamimpin.
This is called discipleship.
Ieu teh pamuridan.
I have had young people who would come to learn puppetry.
Abdi boga rumaja nu diajar ngadalang.
And although they learn puppetry, they also learn godly character from their leader.
Sanajan maranehna diajar ngadalang, maranehna oge diajar karakter Gusti ti pimpinan maranehna.
Something you might not realize is they're also mentioned in the Bible.
Hiji hal anu saderek teu sadar nyaeta anu disebut dina Alkitab.
In Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 4 through 9.
Dina Pamindo pasal 6 ayat 4 nepi ka 8.
This is what we read.
Yu urang baca.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
Nyahokeun urang Israel, nya pangeran ngan pangeran Allah urang teh.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
Asingnya ka pangeran Allah maraneh terus jeung hate terus jeung nyawa sarta sing sakuat-kuat.
These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts.
Sakur nu diperintahkeun pe ieu ulah dipopohokeun.
Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, and when you walk along the road, and when you lie down, and when you get up.
Ajarkeun ka anak, ucapkeun tong leleh keur di imah, keur di mana bae, keur ngaso, keur di gawe.
Now let's look at verse 8.
Yeuna urang maca ayat ka 8.
Tie them as symbols on your hands.
Tangreutkeun dina leungeun.
And bind them on your foreheads.
Sangsangkeun dina tarang supaya terus inget.
Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates.
Tuliskeun dina tihang panto jeung dina gapura-gapura.
These verses talk about teaching children.
Ayat ieu nyaritakeun kumaha ngajar anak.
They let us know that teaching children is not just something we do once a week.
Maranehna ngantep urang terang kumaha ngajar anak lain saminggu sakali.
It's something that we do when we sit at home and when we walk and no matter what we do in life.
Eta salah sahiji nu ku urang dilaksanakeun waktu aya di imah keur di jalan kumaha bae ka ayanana.
It should be our full-time job training the commandments of the Lord and putting them into children.
Perintah pangeran kudu jadi latihan saban waktu keur urang ngajar ka anak.
But these verses tell us how we can do that.
Ayat ieu mere nyaho naha bisa ngalakukeunana.
It says that we can put things on our hands to teach.
Nah, orang bisa inget dawuhan Gusti dina leungeun keur ngajar ka anak.
This sounds like a puppet to me.
Ieu sapertina hiji boneka.
It says that we can put things on our foreheads.
Ieu kudu jadi lambang dina tarang urang.
This sounds like a costume.
Ieu mah saperti kostum.
It says to put things in the wall and all over our classrooms.
Tempelkeun dawuhan Gusti dina tembok.
Wherever we teach, we can decorate.
Anu rek diajarkeun teh urang bisa ngadekorna.
So even in the Bible, we see this creative way to teach.
Malah dina Alkitab mah aya cara nu kreatif pikeun ngajar.
When we start off in puppet ministry,
waktu Abi Mimiti ngajar make boneka,
the first step is to give your puppet a personality.
Mimiti kudu mere kapribadian ka boneka.
Everything about the puppet character needs to be consistent.
Segala-galana ngenaan sifat boneka kudu konsisten.
This is based on the look of the puppet.
Kita lumasar karena pintonan boneka teh.
I will look at the puppet and see what characteristics I need to learn about him.
Abdi bisa nempo boneka serta sifat-sifat nu perlu ditalitina.
If it is a boy, I'll give him a boy name.
Namun boneka teh budak lalaki, ngaran oge kudu ngaran budak lalaki.
If it is a girl, I will give her a girl's
name. Namun boneka na budak awewe, ngaran oge kudu ker budak awewe.
The name is based on the look of the puppet.
Ngaran dumasar kana karakterna.
Also, the voice is based on the look of the puppet.
Oge, sorana dumasar kana karakterna.
I would not give a big booming voice to a little puppet.
Dimua nyuarakeun tarik ka boneka leutik.
I would not give a little voice to a big puppet.
Deui ka boneka gede moal mere suara leutik.
The personality of the puppet I develop also is based on the look.
Kapribadianna oke dumasar kana dedekanana.
Also, on the look of the puppet, I determine the spirituality of that puppet.
Oke, dumasar karena dedeganana di satu kangen karohanianana.
I am not saying that puppets can be saved.
Abdi nyarita supaya boneka disalametkeun.
They are just a piece of cloth.
Ditambah ngan sapotong lamak.
They do not have a living soul.
Manehna mah teu bogaeun jiwa nu hirup.
But when I give it a voice.
Tapi ku abdi di soraan.
I am making it a representative of a human being.
Tapi dijadikan manusia.
Because I let it talk like a human.
Sebab sina ngomong seperti manusia.
He can also make right decisions like a human.
Mana oge bisa mutuskan seperti manusia.
Children need to realize they can be saved.
Barudak mah kudu ngarti marana bisa diselamatkan.
They win or lose by the choices they make.
Marena unggul atawa eleh ditentukeun ku pilihanana sorangan.
If there is a puppet who is always making wrong choices.
Lamun aya boneka salilana salah pilih.
The children can learn from that puppet.
Barudak tiasa bisa diajar ti boneka.
If there is a puppet who makes right choices.
Lamun aya boneka milihna tepat.
Who prays and depends on the Lord.
Nu ngadau ana nyarande ka Gusti.
Children can also learn this from the puppet.
Barudak oge bisa diajar ti boneka.
Another wonderful step to develop a personality of a puppet.
Cara nu hade pikeun ngabeberkeun kapribadian boneka.
Is to write a biography about that puppet.
Nyaeta nulis biografi boneka eta.
Give them a past.
Bere kasang tukangna.
Give them a name.
Bere ngaran.
Make sure that they are consistent.
Pastikeun yen manehna konsisten.
This will help you to stay in character.
Ya bakal nulungan saderek nguatkeun karakterna.
Develop characteristics that reflect their personality.
Beberkeun karakteristikna nu nyinarkeun kapribadianna.
If they are Christians,
lamun marehna teh urang Kristen,
they should be doers of the word.
Sakuruna marehna ngalakukeun dauhan.
They should be quick to pray.
Marehna sakuruna gancang ngadoa.
They should obey their mothers and fathers.
Sakuruna taat ka indung bapana.
See, the puppet should reflect what you want the children to do.
Tempo, boneka sakuruna karefleksikeun naon ka yang sarek supaya barudak nurutan.
Also, I will develop the characteristics in a more natural way.
Oke, abdi meberkeun karakter ku cara alami.
How the puppet walks in.
Kumaha boneka asup.
How they enter the puppet stage.
Kumaha asup ka panggung boneka.
Maybe I use the puppet in a sneaky way.
Kenapa ngagunakeun boneka teh susu lumputan?
While I'm teaching the children, the puppet will appear.
Dina waktu keur ngajar barudak, boneka mucunghul.
When the children point to the puppet,
di mana barudak nunjuk kana boneka,
I will turn around, but the puppet will be gone.
Abdi beres nempung uriling, bonekana disumputkeun deui.
I will tell the children they should not interrupt me.
Abdi mere nyaho supaya barudak teu ngaganggu.
Then the puppet appears again.
Dalila boneka teh tembong deui.
I act like I do not know what's going on.
Abdi sapertina nu teu nyaho naon nu kajadian teh.
When I turn around to look for the puppet,
waktu abdi neangan boneka teh,
he is not there again.
Marantos teu aya.
I use this for a mischievous little puppet.
Abdi make ieu teh minangka boneka nu bangor.
But it gets the children to laugh.
Ieu jadi pikasireun barudak.
Sometime I will be teaching the class.
Kapan sok ngajari kelas.
And the puppet will come and interrupt and ask me a question.
Boneka teh datang sarta interupsi nanya.
I tell the puppet that I am right in the middle of teaching right now.
Boneka teh dibejaan yen abdi keur ngajar.
But he insists that his question is very important.
Tapi manehna minta jawaban sabab penting.
By answering the question and helping that puppet.
Tah, ku jawab sarta nulungan boneka teh.
I'm teaching all the children in my class what I want them to know.
Abdi sabenerna mah keur ngajar barudak di kelas supaya nyahoeun.
Sometimes I will use a puppet with a grand introduction.
Sakapeung mah make boneka wawanohan nu hebat.
I will get the children to clap for them.
Abdi supaya barudak keprok keur maranehna.
And I will get them to focus all their attention on the puppet performance.
Hayang supaya barudak teh musatkeun pikiranana ka boneka.
All of these work, although they are different.
Sakabehna hasil sanajan marehna beda.
When you are developing a personality of a puppet,
di waktu saderek meberkeun kapribadian boneka.
Consistency is very important.
Konsisten teh penting pisan.
When I see someone that I know,
di waktu abdi nempo nu wawuh,
their personality,
kapribadian maranehna,
causes them to act a certain way.
Lantaran kemaranehna digawe nurutkeun nu ritangtukeun.
I know there are certain things that they might do.
Abdi terang aya perkara nu tangtu nu bisa dilakukeun.
If they like to play jokes,
lamun maranehna resep banyol,
then I stay on my toes, ready for what they might do.
Abdi nangtung dina tungtung suku, abdi sayagi naon nu rek dipigawena.
If they are a shy person,
lamun maranehna eraeun,
then I know I have to work at getting them to talk.
Abdi ngusahakeun supaya maranehna ngomong.
Developing a puppet's personality,
eberkeun kapribadian boneka,
is the same way.
Harua bae.
Not all of your puppets have to be the same way.
Sakabehna kudu kitu.
But whatever characteristics you give them,
kumaha bae sipatna nu kusadarek dipikeun ka maranehna,
it's important that you stay consistent every time that puppet is on the stage.
Teteh penting pisan yen sadarek konsisten di mana unggal boneka muncul.
If the puppet is acting different every time they're up on the stage,
lamun boneka teh ngalakukeun lain deui,
the children cannot build a rapport with him.
Barudak teu bisa nyambung kana eta.
We build friendships with people.
Urang miara sasobatan jeung nu sejen.
Because we know their personalities and their consistencies.
Sebab urang terang kana kapribadian jeung konsistenna.
Getting children to understand a puppet character.
Supaya barudak ngarti kana karakter boneka.
Works the same way.
Geus harua bae.
How do you use puppets in children's ministry?
Kumaha sarek make boneka dina pelayanan barudak?
I use them in 10 different ways.
Abdi mah make 10 cara nu beda.
I will use a puppet to introduce a memory verse.
Abdi make boneka keur ngakurkeun ayat nu diapalkeun.
Children need to know God's word.
barudak bariswano karena dauhan Gusti.
If you do not know the word of God,
lamun sadarek teu apal dauhan Gusti,
you cannot live it every day.
Sadarek mah tiasa hirup di jarona saban poe.
Every time I teach children,
saban ngajar barudak,
I want to give them a verse from the Bible.
Abdiah yang mere hiji ayat tina Alkitab.
That they can put in their everyday life.
Ketika bisa ngalakukan dina hirup sapopoe.
There is a question that every parent asks their child.
Aya hiji pananya nu nanyakeun unggal kolotna ka anakna.
What did you learn in class today?
Diajar naon poe ieu?
I want them to know God's word.
Abdi hayang marena apal dawuhan Gusti.
So they can live a Christian life.
Tapi kamaranena bisa hirup secara Kristen.
This memory verse,
ayat nu diapelkeun teh,
is what the lesson is all about.
Nyaeta pangajaran.
The puppet can introduce it to the class.
Ku boneka diajarna di kelas.
Also, the puppet can get the children to repeat that memory verse.
Oke, boneka teh bisa minta supaya barudak malikan ayat apalanana.
Sometimes children will say a verse for the puppet louder than it will say it for the teacher.
Kapan mah barudak nyebut ayatna tarik ke boneka mah beda waktu dititah guruna.
I use puppets to make announcements in the class.
Boneka oke pikeun nu mere pengumuman di kelas.
By asking questions about coming events, the children understand what's going on.
Menanyakeun perkara acara nu arek, barudak ngartieun naon keur diumumkeun.
I will use puppets to welcome visitors and first time.
Boneka oke bisa dipake mapak nu daratang sarta budak nu kakara pisan.
I also will use puppets to celebrate the children's birthdays.
Bisa dipake keur nu ulang taun barudak.
I will also use puppets to ask review questions.
Bisa oke dipake pikeun menta malikan deui pertanyaan.
Sometimes I will have a child race a puppet to see who can say a verse the fastest.
Akapeung nitah budak jeung boneka balap paheula-heula nyebut hiji ayat.
You can make games and contests for the children to review.
Sadarek bisa nyieun kaulinan sarta kontes pikeun barudak malikan deui.
They love to play against the puppet.
Maranehna resepeun arulin ngalawan boneka.
I use puppets to carry on a conversation with a person in front of the stage.
Abdi oke sok make boneka ngobrol jeung nu lian hareupeun panggung.
But also I will use puppets to talk one to the other.
Oke, sok make boneka pikeun ngobrol jeung nu sajen.
I will put music background behind puppet characters as they talk to the children.
Make musik nu saluyu jeung karakter maranehna di mana keur nyarita ka barudak.
This will make it special.
Teh istimewa.
I will get puppets to get responses from the children directly.
Apinyen supaya boneka ya respon ti barudak anu langsung.
These are the different ways that I will use a puppet character.
Rupa-rupa cara anu digunakeun pikeun tokoh boneka.
I will also use puppet skits and plays.
Oke, make carita pondok nu jadi drama boneka.
I will dress a puppet up like a Bible character.
Boneka dibajuan seperti tokoh Alkitab.
And I will interview our visitor that day.
Tata bisa ngawancara nu datang poe eta.
You might ask, where do you find ideas for puppet characters?
Derek bakal nanya, di mana menang ide-ide bikin tokoh boneka?
One of the best way is to look at people you have met.
Salah sahiji nu hadir teh nyaeta nitenan jalma anu papanggih.
Sometimes people make the best puppet characters.
Akapeung jadi tokoh boneka nu hade.
There so many people are funny in the way that they live.
Babisan nu lucu dina kahirupan maranehna.
Different ages of people make good puppet characters.
Umurna nu beda nyen tokoh boneka nu hade.
You can use a young boy.
Rerek bisa make budak lalaki.
Or you can use an old man.
Atawa nu geus kolot.
Different ages make good characters.
Umur nu beda ngawujudkeun karakter nu hade.
Also different accents.
Okay, aksen-aksen nu beda.
And people from other countries.
Di nagara-nagara sejen.
Can be the ones that teach us.
Bisa jadi guru urang.
Not all of our puppets have to be from our country.
Sakabeh boneka asal ti nagara urang.
We can learn from one another.
Urang bisa silih ajarkeun jeung nulian.
Also, puppets from other countries can teach us.
Boneka ti nagara-nagara sajen oge bisa ngajar urang.
Also, I will get ideas from TV shows and different plays and things that I go to.
Menang ide-ide tina TV, drama jeung nu sajena nu bisa dipraktekeun.
Years ago, there was a man in my church.
Tahun-tahun liwat, aya lalaki di gereja abdi.
And every time he came up to talk to me, he talked in the same way.
Saban manehna ngomong, cara ngomongna sarua.
His voice did not have much inflection to it.
Nada suarana oge meh terubah.
He would come up to me and talk like this.
Manehna ngadeketan. Sarta ngomong.
Brother Jim.
Derek Jim. Sadrek Jim.
He would not raise his voice or talk low.
Manehna teu make suara anu tarik atawa kendor.
It was always the same tone.
Suarana sarua bae.
He would go through his day's events.
Manehna sanggeus sababaraha poe.
And tell me everything he did that day.
Nyaritakeun naon nu dilakukeun poe eta.
He would tell me what time he awoke.
Abejakeun jam sabaraha hudang.
He would tell me what he had eaten.
Mirenyaho naon nu didahar.
He would tell me everything he had done step by step.
Manehna mirenyaho sagala nu geus dipigawe di tek-tek pisan.
And then he would ask his question that he had for me.
Katerusna mah nanyakeun.
This man gave me an idea for a puppet character.
Lalaki ieu teh mere ide keur tokoh boneka.
I named that puppet after him.
Ku abdi dingaranan boneka teh ku ngaran lalaki.
I used his voice.
Karena oge diturutan.
I went through the day's activities.
Adi milu kagiatan-kagiatan sapopoe.
I would talk about things that had nothing to do with our class.
Abdi bakal ngadongeng hal waktu teu digawe di kelas.
It would make the children laugh.
Ieu bakal jadi pikaseurieun barudak.
Then he would ask the question.
Katerusna bakal naranya.
And we would get to what the class was all about.
Pasti bakal nanti ka pokok pengajaran di kelas.
Everywhere you go, you see people that give you ideas for puppets.
Kamana bae indit, caderek bakal manggih jalma nu mere ide pikeun boneka.
Also, it is important that we know how to give our puppets a good voice.
Penting pisan urang mere sora nu tepat ka boneka.
There are 4 different voice types all puppeteers can do.
Aya 4 rupa suara nu biasa kudalang.
The first voice type is the gruff voice.
Kahiji suara nu tarik.
It is very rough.
Yeu kasar pisan.
I might use it to be a Roman centurion.
Yeu bisa digunakeun pikeun perwira Romawi.
Get back, coming through.
Mundur, maju terus.
I might use it for the voice of the devil.
Bisa dipakai ke suara iblis.
As he comes up and tells a child puppet.
Dina waktu muncul serta ngomong ke anak boneka.
You don't have to read the word of God, kid.
Mane teu kudu maca dawuhan Gusti.
See, the gruff voice can be a voice of authority.
Suara nu kasar bisa jadi suara nu boga otoritas.
It is one voice that all puppeteers can do.
Eta nu kudu dalang bisa lakukeun.
The second type of voice,
suara nu kadua,
is the high pitch or falsetto voice.
Eta nadana luhur atawa sumbang.
It sounds like this.
Suarana saperti kieu.
I can use it as a little boy.
Adi bisa make suara budak leutik.
I can add a little whine to it.
Adi bisa nambah kuogoan.
And make it a little girl.
Ya, ngajadikeun suara budak awewe leutik.
Daddy!
Bapak.
See, by adding a little wine, you can make the boy voice sound like a little girl.
Tempo, ku nambah suara oguan, sadek bisa nyian suara budak lalaki letik jadi seperti suara budak awewe letik.
It can be the voice of a woman.
Bisa oge suara awewe.
It can be the voice of a small animal.
Bisa oge jadi suara satu letik.
The third type of voice that all puppeteers can do.
Suara nu katilu nu bisa dilakukan sakabe lalang.
Is a nasal twang.
Aya suara pera.
We talk through our nose.
Bisa ngaliwatan irung urang.
It is high pitched.
Nadana luhur.
But it also is through our nose.
Oke, ngaliwatan irung urang.
It can be the voice of a little boy.
Ya bisa jadi suara budak letih.
It can be the voice of a bad person.
Ya bisa jadi suara nu jahat.
Like a weasel.
Seperti suara nu kaluar susah payah.
If you add a little shake or quiver to it,
namun sederek nambahan seetik nada ngageter.
It can be the voice of an old man.
Ya bisa jadi suara aki-aki.
The fourth type of voice,
ya suara kaopat,
is the goofy sounding voice.
Suara nu kadengena bloon.
I don't know what I'll do.
Tapi intinya honaon anu kudu dilakukeun.
It is a comical type voice.
Ia jenis suara komikal.
You might want to practice these voices.
Sederek hoyong praktekkeun anak.
There are several other voices I know you can develop.
Aya sababaraha suara nu sajena nu ieu bisa dibebelkeun ku sederek.
But these four will get you started.
Tapi aya opat suara nu ku sederek dimimitian.
A good rule to remember.
Ieu peraturan hade keur diingetkeun.
The bigger the puppet,
teki gede boneka,
the louder and deeper the voice.
Suarana beki tarik jeung jero.
The smaller the puppet,
teki leutik boneka,
the more quiet and higher pitch the voice.
Teki tenang jeung nada suarana leuwih luhur.
You can also make animal puppet sounds.
Sadek bisa nyieun suara sasatoan pikeun boneka.
You can do this by mimicking the animal.
Sadek bisa nurutan sato.
I have used a dog puppet.
Abdi geus kungsi make boneka anjing.
That just came up and barked.
Di mana kaluar ngagogok.
By the dog barking,
kugogokanana,
I would then interpret what he said.
Abdi menterjemahkeun sorana.
He would just bark.
Padahal keur ngagogok.
There was a man. Then I would say there was a man who was walking down the road.
Terdengar cek abdi, aya hiji lalaki keur leumpang.
Then the dog would bark again.
Terus anjing teh ngagogok deui.
And I would finish the Bible story.
Abdi bakal ngangeuskeun carita Alkitab.
The children will listen.
Barudak ngadengikeun.
To the dog barking.
Anjing nu ngagogok.
It is the same story that I would tell on my own.
Ya dongeng nu sarua anu dicaritakeun ku dongeng abdi sorangan.
But because this puppet is barking,
tapi lantaran boneka teh ngagogok,
the children listen more intensely.
Barudak bakal ngadengekeun leuwih hade.
Also, I will take an animal puppet.
Oke, bakal nembongkeun hiji boneka sato.
And I will make it a half human, half animal sound.
Dia bakal nyieun satengah suara manusia, satengah suara sato.
Although the dog is barking,
anajan anjing ngagogok,
I will let him say some words that are understandable.
Abdi ngantep manehna ngucapkeun sababaraha omongan nu kaharti.
Also with animal puppets,
oge ku boneka sato,
you can use variations of the voices that I have already taught you.
Sederek bisa make variasi suara nu geus ku abdi diajarkeun.
Sometimes the animal puppets don't have to talk at all.
Kadang suara boneka sato teu kudu ngomong.
They can whisper in my ear.
Arena bisa ngahareuweus ka abdi.
Rather than talk to the entire class.
Dimana ngomong ka sakuliah kelas.
They just talk to the teacher.
Arena ngan ngomong ka guru.
Also, I'll use them to act out or pantomime.
Oke, abdi bakal make marahna nyandiwara atawa pantomim.
Children love to see what the puppet will do.
Barudak resep pisan lalajo boneka teh.
After we have developed a voice,
tangkesna urang meberkeun hiji suara.
It is important that we learn how to work the puppet.
Penting pisan urang diajar ngagerakkeun boneka.
When putting the puppet on,
waktu urang nyekel boneka,
we put our fingers on the top of the puppet's mouth.
Urang nenden ramo-ramo di luhur sungut boneka.
And our thumb on the bottom.
Jempol di belah handap.
It looks like this without the puppet on.
Seperti kieu, teu kudu aya boneka.
All four fingers go on the top.
Kabeh opat ramo aya di luhur.
The thumb is on the bottom.
Jempol di handap.
If your puppet has an elastic strap,
upama boneka saderek aya tali elastisna,
in the mouth of the puppet,
dina sungut boneka,
make sure your fingers are underneath it.
Pastikeun ramo saderek aya di handap.
Now, after your puppet is on,
tangges nyekel boneka,
we must learn how to move the puppet's mouth.
Urang kudu diajar kumaha ngagerakeun sungutna.
We drop the lower jaw of the puppet.
Kurang turunkeun caham nu ka handapna.
By moving our thumb.
Ku ngagerakeun jempol.
We do not move the fingers.
Kurang teu ku ngagerakeun ramo nu sejena.
When we move the top fingers.
Waktu urang ngagerakeun ramo nu luhur.
Instead of the thumb.
Dina jempol.
It causes the puppet's head to flip.
Ieu nyebabkeun sirahna tungkul.
That is not the way we talk.
Ya lain cara rek ngomong.
When we talk, our head does not flip.
Waktu orang ngomong, sirah orang ge tertungkul.
We start with the mouth closed.
Imitina balem.
And we open the jaw.
Lui calangap.
Of the puppet for every syllable.
Tikkeun unggal kecap.
You do not talk with your mouth open first.
Sadarek teu bisa nyarita ku calangap heula.
Rather than start open and close for every syllable,
mana mimiti calangap jeung balem keur unggal kecap.
We start close and drop the lower jaw.
Mimitina balem tuluy calangap.
When you start with the puppet's mouth open,
waktu saderek mimiti ku boneka calangap,
and then close,
terus balem,
it is called biting your words.
Ieu disebut ngahem-hem kecap.
We do not talk that way.
Orang teu bisa kitu.
It would look funny if we did that.
Tempona lucu pisan kitu teh.
I do not talk like that.
Atuh teu nyaritakeun saperti kitu.
See, I start with my mouth closed.
Tempo abdi mimitih balem.
And I open for every syllable.
Terus salangap pikeun ngecapkeun.
In the same way, I work the puppet.
Cara nu sarua dilakukeun dina boneka.
I drop the lower jaw.
Tapi nyalangapkeun.
And I make sure that my fingers do not move.
Abdi mastikan ramo abdi gerak.
I want you to practice with me.
Coba praktekkeun bareng jeung abdi.
If you do not have a puppet,
pamisarek teu boga boneka,
you can use your hand.
Bisa ngagunakeun lengan saderek.
We're going to count to 10.
Urang bilang nepi ka 10.
Make sure that you drop your jaw.
Pastikan saderek calangap.
For every syllable.
Ikeun unggal kecap.
Start with the puppet's mouth closed.
Mitina sungut boneka balem.
And do not bite your words.
Ulah ngahem-hem kecap, saderek.
Let's do that together.
Ayo urang lakukeun bebarengan.
1.
1.
2.
2.
3.
3.
4.
4.
5.
5.
6.
6.
7.
7.
8.
8.
9.
8.
10.
10.
See, it's important that you start with the mouth closed.
Tempo, penting pisan saderek mimitina balem.
And you move your thumb.
Saderek ngagerakeun jempol.
For every syllable.
Pikeun unggal kecap.
That is how we move the mouth of the puppet.
Tah, ieu cara ngagerakeun sungut boneka.
Be careful not to flip the puppet's head.
Sing hade, ulah nungkulkeun sirah boneka.
But make sure you only drop the lower jaw.
Tapi pastikan saderek nurunkeun kahem handap.
Also, you must keep your puppet alive on the stage.
Lamun saderek kudu ngajaga supaya boneka teh siga hirup dina panggung.
Do not let your puppet fall into dead puppet syndrome.
Ulah nepikeun boneka saderek murakahan jero sindrom boneka mati.
When the puppet is just standing still,
lamun boneka nangtung alaunan,
it does not look alive.
Moal katampo hirup.
But as it moves,
waktu boneka gerak-gerik,
and it does not stay still,
cicing wae,
it makes it look alive.
Tampona hirup.
He can nod his head.
Bisa tungkul.
He can move it from side to side.
Bisa luak liuk.
It makes the puppet look like a child.
Katempona boneka teh seperti budak.
He can look around the room.
Bisa nampo ka sakurlingna.
Make sure you do realistic action.
Pastikeun saderek ngalakukeun nu realistis.
When you want to make the puppet be happy,
lamun saderek hayang nyieun boneka teh senang,
you over-exaggerate the movement.
Gerakeun leuwih remen.
Puppets do not have facial expressions.
Boneka mah teu boga ekspresi beungeut.
So the way we have them express happiness or sadness,
jadi cara orang nyieun maranehna teh senang atawa sedih,
is how we move them.
Ku gerakan maranehna bae.
If a puppet is happy,
lamun boneka teh gembira,
he will move around all happily.
Maranehna kukurlingan sarta gembira.
If he is sad,
lamun sedih,
then he moves around sadly.
Kurlingan bari sedih.
Also, it is important.
Oke, penting.
That your puppet looks at the audience.
Yen boneka sederek nempo ke hadirin.
If he is talking to a crowd of children,
umpama manehna keur ngomong ka barudak loba,
he would not face away from them.
Hatinya harap moal nukangan.
He must look at the crowd.
Maena kudu nempo ka riungan.
It is important that I bend my wrist.
Penting pisan di gelang lengan di cangkrungken.
So the eyes of the puppet.
Jadi panon boneka.
Are looking at the congregation.
Nempo ka jamaah.
If I am not looking at them.
Menurang tenempo ka maranehna.
Then the children do not enjoy the presentation.
Barudak teresepen lalajo.
If you are on a higher elevation than your crowd,
lamun sarek aya di tempat nu leuwih luhur,
maybe you're on a platform,
atawa di luhur podium,
or on a stage,
atawa di luhur panggung,
then you must bend your wrist,
sarek kudu ngabengkungkeun pigelang leungeun,
so your puppet is looking at the children.
Bonekana keur nempo barudak.
He does not need to look at the ceiling.
Manehna teu perlu nempo lalangit.
You do not let, he does not need to look at the floor.
Tidak perlu nempo ka lantai.
But you must keep good eye contact.
Tapi kudu tetap saderek ngajaga kontak panon.
Bend your wrist.
Tenggungkan pikelang lengan saderek.
Point your fingers.
Tunjuk ramo-ramo saderek.
Also, the body height of the puppet is important.
Oke, janggungna boneka penting.
If you do not hold your puppet up high enough,
lamun sadek tenyekel boneka nu jangkung,
the audience will only see the head of the puppet.
Adeun ngan nempo sirahna wungkul.
Many times puppeteers do not hold them up high enough.
Remen pisan dalang tenyekel boneka nu jangkung.
Sometimes they hold the puppet up too high.
Kapeung maranehna nyekel boneka jangkung teuing.
It should be about halfway up on the puppet's chest.
Nu hade mah satengah dada boneka luhurna.
If the puppet had a belly button,
lamun boneka bogan bujal,
then it should be about that high on the stage.
Tah, nepi kadinya luhurna.
It is important that the puppeteer,
penting keur dalang,
watches his puppet at all times.
Nalitian boneka teh.
If his arm begins to drop,
lamun leungeunna ngaplek,
then the puppet's body height,
jangkungna boneka,
will also drop.
Oke, bakal turun.
It is important that I watch my puppet.
Penting yen abi nalitian boneka teh.
So he will stay the same height on the stage.
Jangkungna bakal tetap sarua di panggung.
Don't forget to make him look alive.
Olah poho nyian seperti hirup.
And cause them to move around.
Ngalantarankeun nguriling.
I want to teach you how to enter and exit the stage.
Tapi hayang ajarkeun kumaha asup jeung kaluar panggung.
Always start with the puppet straight out behind you.
Salilana ngamimitian ku boneka kaluar ti tukangan saderek.
Take 3 or 4 short steps like you're walking upstairs.
Alengkah 3 atawa 4 kali sapri saderek naik tangga.
Don't allow the puppet to pop up.
Ulah ngantep boneka muncul kitu bae.
Cause him to use the stairs.
Gunakeun tangga.
This makes it look like he is walking.
Ia bakal nyieun saperti keur lempang.
And he can walk up on the stage.
Serta asup ka panggung.
When it is time for the puppet to exit,
waktu datang boneka keluar,
make sure you first turn the puppet around.
Pastikeun boneka luak lieur.
Then walk down the steps.
Tuli lempang.
In 3 or 4 short steps.
Dina 3 atawa 4 lengkah.
Just like you came up.
Sarua jeung urang datang.
When a puppet is on the stage.
Waktu boneka aya di panggung.
It's important that he turns around.
Penting sina luak lieuk ka sakurlingna.
He would not just vanish.
Manehna entong sina eueuh kitu wae.
It's like you're walking away from someone.
Ya sarua saperti urang ngajauhan nu sejen.
You first turn around.
Heula.
And then walk down the stage.
Boleh turun kana tangga.
Let's try that together.
Yuk orang cobaan babarengan.
If you have a puppet,
amun sarek boga hiji boneka,
then put it on fingers on the top and thumb on the bottom.
Asupkeun deungeun ramo-ramo di luhur, jempol di handap.
If you don't have a puppet with you,
tapi lamun teu boga mah,
you can just use your arm.
Bisa ngagunakeun deungeun bae.
Let's put the puppet straight out behind us.
Urang teundeun boneka di tukangan.
And when I say up,
waktu api nyarita naik,
I want you to walk up the steps.
Sadare kudu ngalengkah.
And get on the stage.
Naik ka panggung.
Let's try that together.
Urang coba bebarengan.
Up.
Naik.
Good.
Halus.
Let's try that again. Up.
Urang coba deui, naik.
Good.
Halus.
Now let's exit.
Yuk, ayana orang keluar.
Turn around.
Tempo sakurulingan.
And go down.
Terus turun.
Remember to take the stairs.
Ingat, ngaliwatan tangga.
Let's try that again.
Ayo orang coba deui.
Turn around.
Tempo sakurulingan.
And go down.
Turun.
I like to turn away from me.
Pinempo bari malik.
It causes me to move my body.
Ia nyebabkeun abdi ngagerakeun badan.
When you are doing 2 puppets,
lamun sadek keur mainkeun 2 boneka,
you will need to turn towards yourself.
Sadek perlu malik ka belah sadek sorangan.
So that both puppets can come straight at you.
Ketika 2 boneka teh maju ka sadek.
When I'm doing 1,
waktu ngamainkeun hiji boneka,
I will turn it away from me.
Eta dijauhkeun ti abdi.
And then go down.
Katerusna turun.
Let's try those both together.
Hayu urang coba 2 nana sakaligus.
Put your puppet straight out behind you.
Simpan boneka sederek di tukangan.
Now let's go up.
Ayo orang taikun.
Good.
Halus.
Turn around.
Tempo sakurlingna.
Go down.
Turun.
Good.
Halus.
Try it again.
Ayo orang coba deui.
Up.
Naik.
Turn around.
Tempo sakurlingna.
Go down.
Turun.
Very good.
Halus pisan.
The more you practice.
Dikin lupa praktek.
The better you get.
Lebih hade hasilna.
It is important.
Ya teh penting.
That you practice what you do.
Sarek praktekkeun naon nu kusaderek dilakukeun.
If you do not know how to work your puppet.
Amun sarek teu nyaho kumaha ngamainkeun boneka.
The children will not enjoy your presentation.
Arudak moal resepeun kana pintonan saderek.
Not all of your characters have to be on the stage.
Teu sakabeh tokoh kudu muncul di panggung.
You can have a puppet on the stage react to an off-stage voice.
Sadarek bisa nyin boneka di panggung merereaksi ka suara di luar panggung.
You can also have a narrator.
Sadarek bisa oge make hiji narator.
That tells the children what's going on off-stage.
Numere nyaho barudak naon nuker dimainkeun di luar panggung.
They can imagine something is going on.
Maranehna bisa nyiptakeun nuker lumangsung.
Whenever you are telling a story with puppets,
Bila bae saderek mintonkeun hiji carita ku boneka,
make your story very simple.
Jeung hiji dongeng nu sederhana.
Limit your focus to one or two characters.
Batasan musatkeun sadaya ka hiji atawa dua tokoh.
Not only can we do puppet skits based on the Bible.
Urang teu ngan saukur nyieun carita pondok nu dasarna Alkitab.
But we can also do it from everyday life.
Tapi urang kudu bisa nyieun tina kahirupan sapopoe.
There needs to be a hero.
Aya kaputuhan-kaputuhan pikeun jadi pahlawan.
There needs to be a bad person.
Aya kaputuhan-kaputuhan pikeun jadi nu jahat.
It is important that we let the children know.
Penting pisan barudak nyaho.
That good will always triumph over bad.
Ya nu hade salieuna unggul ti nu jahat.
When we put God's word in our life.
Waktu urang make dauhan Gusti dina kahirupan.
It works for us.
Ya ngadatangkeun kahadean.
If they can see that from a puppet.
Lamun marehna bisa nempo ti boneka.
They will also do it in their life.
Oke bakal ngalakukeun dina kahirupanana.
It is important.
Ya penting.
That you practice before you perform.
Hadek ngalakukeun samemeh manggung.
Maybe you want to have your puppeteers come early.
Hadek hayang para dalang datang leuwih awal.
Before the other children arrive.
Samemeh barudak datang.
Here at my church,
di gereja abdi,
we have a practice every week.
Abdi ngalakukeun latihan unggal minggu.
We make sure our puppeteers know what to do.
Abdi mastikeun dalang-dalang terang naon nu kudu dilakukeun.
We let them know where in the service they're going to perform.
Abdi mere nyaho iraha dina kabaktian bakal dipanggungkeun.
We make sure they are ready to go at the proper time.
Abdi mastikeun maranehna sayagi manggung dina waktuna.
If you do not practice this,
lamun saderek teu mraktekkeun ieu,
then they will not be able to do it.
Kituna maranehna teu bisa ngalakukeunana.
I like to use my puppets.
Abdi resep make boneka teh.
In different ways.
Dina rupa-rupa cara.
Sometimes it'll be a character all by himself.
Kapeung maranehna manggung sorangan.
Other times it will be a skit with two or three characters.
Kapeung dina hiji carita pondok make dua atawa tilu tokoh.
I will also use songs.
Oke, ngagunakeun laguan.
That my puppets sing.
Boneka-boneka teh sina tarembang.
Always make sure.
Oke, pastikeun.
That you use your puppets differently.
Dan saderek ngagunakeun boneka nu beda-beda.
So the children do not get tired.
Jadi barudak teu bosen.
Of the same thing.
Ku hal nu sarua.
I will use them at different times in the service.
Abdi dina waktuna sok make boneka nu beda dina ibadah.
So the children will not get tired.
Jadi barudak teu bosenan.
Or will understand when they're coming.
Tawa ngartieun iraha marena bakal manggung.
Keep the children guessing.
Kan wae barudak neku.
Build their excitement with the puppets.
Jieun semangat marena ku boneka.
Again, the more you practice, the better you will get. It is very fun to use puppets. I enjoy teaching children this way. As you work hard, I know that you can become a wonderful puppeteer. Thank you very much.
Atur nuhun pisan.